FSI Italian, Unit 1. Listen to the following Italian vowel, which we will call vowel 1. A. A. Here is an English vowel. A. A. Here is Italian vowel 1, followed by the English. A. 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 Frame 4. Which is the Italian vowel? X or Y? A. 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 The answer is X. Here is another English vowel. A. A. Here is Italian vowel 1, followed by the English. A. 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 Frame 7. Which is the Italian vowel, X or Y? A. 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 The answer is Y. Here is another English vowel. Here is Italian vowel 1, followed by the English. A. A. Frame 10. Are both of these Italian vowel 1? A. 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 The answer is no. Frame 11. Are both of these Italian vowel 1? A. A. The answer is no. Frame 12. Are both of these Italian vowel 1? A. 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 The answer is yes. Frame 13. Which is Italian? X, Y, or Z? A. 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 The answer is Y. Frame 14. Which is it now? X, Y, or Z? A. 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 The answer is Z. Frame 15. Which is it now? X, Y, or Z? A. 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 The answer is Y. Frame 16. Are these three all Italian vowel number 1? A. 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 The answer is no. Frame 17. Are these three all Italian vowel number 1? A. 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 The answer is yes. Frame 18. Does the following syllable contain vowel number 1? Man. Man. The answer is yes. Frame 19. Does the following syllable contain vowel number 1? Man. Man. The answer is no. Frame 20. Does the following? Da.
Da.
The answer is yes. Frame 21. What about this one?
De. De.
The answer is no. Frame 22. Is the following Italian vowel one? The answer is no. So far, vowel one has been presented as a rather short, clipped sound. A longer version of vowel one would be the following.
Ah. Ah.
This is the short vowel one, followed by the long vowel one.
Ah. 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 Ah.
Frame 25. Which is the short vowel, X or Y?
Ah. 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 Ah.
The answer is Y. Frame 26. Are the following three all short?
Ah. 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 Ah.
The answer is no. Frame 27. Are these three all short?
Ah. 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 Ah.
The answer is yes. Now listen to the girl's name spelled A-M-A-N-D-A. First pronounced in English, then pronounced in Italian.
Amanda.
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 Amanda. Notice that the vowel sounds in the Italian pronunciation are all vowel one.
Amanda.
Frame 30. Are they all the short vowel one?
Amanda.
The answer is no. Frame 31. Which vowel in the word sounds a little longer than the other two? The first, the second, or the third?
Amanda.
The answer is the second. Frame 32. Which vowel in the word sounds a little louder than the other two? The first, the second, or the third?
Amanda.
The answer is the second. That vowel, which is relatively loud in an utterance, is usually said to be stressed, and the other vowels are called unstressed. Frame 34. Which vowel is stressed in the following?
Amanda.
The answer is the second. Frame 35. Is this stressed vowel longer than the unstressed vowels in the word?
Amanda.
The answer is yes. Most speakers of standard Italian tend to make stressed vowels a little longer than unstressed vowels, although this tendency seems to be less strong in northern Italy than in the rest of Italy. The following is an Italian syllable. Listen closely.
Da. Da. Da.
The sound type represented by the letter D in Italian is a sound type not normally heard in English. Said with an American accent, the Italian syllable just given would sound like
D. D. D.
Here is the Italian followed by the English.
Da. D. Da. D.
The basic difference between the Italian consonant and the English one has to do with the position of the tongue in the mouth. Whereas in English, the letter D usually represents a sound type made by having the front part of the tongue touch the gum ridge behind the upper teeth, in Italian, the same letter usually stands for a sound type made by having the front part of the tongue touch the upper teeth. A sound made by having the front part of the tongue touch the upper teeth is sometimes referred to as a dental sound. The symbol shown here will be used to represent this particular dental sound. Have your tongue touch your upper teeth and repeat the Italian syllable. The X that appears after some parentheses means that you are to repeat what you hear after what is indicated by each pair of parentheses. Da. Da. Now repeat the word Amanda, remembering that the consonant in question is dental and that all the vowels are the same. Vowel 1. Amanda. 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 Frame 44. As you have seen, vowel 1 is represented in Italian by what letter? The answer is the letter A. Test. Answers not recorded. Indicate by yes or no whether the utterances you hear are Italian or not. Each utterance will be heard twice. Number 1. A. A. Number 2. A. A. Number 3. A. A. Number 4. A. A. Number 5. D, d. Number 6. Ah, ah. Number 7. Da, da. Number 8. Da, da. Number 9. Amanda, Amanda. Number 10. Amanda. Amanda. This is the end of the recorded portion for Unit 1. FSI Italian, Unit 2. Listen to the following Italian vowel, which we will call Vowel 2. U. U. Here is an English vowel. Here is Italian vowel 2, followed by the English. U. 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 Frame 4. Which is the Italian vowel, X or Y? U. 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 The answer is Y. Now listen to the short vowel 2 followed by the long vowel 2. U. 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 Frame 6. Which is the short vowel, X or Y? U. 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 The answer is X. Frame 7. Are the following three all short? U. 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 The answer is yes. Frame 8. Are these three all short? U. 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 The answer is no. Vowel 2 should be pronounced with the mouth relatively closed and the lips in a rounded position. Because the lips are rounded, it is referred to as a rounded vowel. Round your lips and repeat vowel 2 as you hear it.
U. U.
Now repeat the following syllable containing vowel 2.
Lu. Lu.
Frame 11. Here is another Italian syllable. Does it contain vowel 1 or vowel 2?
Ca. Ca.
The answer is vowel 1. The Italian syllable you just heard begins with a consonant sound something like the initial consonant of the English word P. Listen to the Italian syllable followed by its English counterpart.
Ca. 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 Ca.
Frame 13. Are the following all Italian syllables?
Ca. 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 Ca.
The answer is yes. Frame 14. Are the following all Italian syllables?
Ca. 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 Ca.
The answer is no. Frame 15. Which is Italian, X or Y?
Ca. 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 Ca.
The answer is X. The difference between the Italian consonant you have been hearing and the English consonant has to do with a characteristic of certain sounds in English which is absent in Italian. Certain English sounds are pronounced with a puff of air, which should be avoided in Italian. A consonant pronounced with such a puff of air is called aspirated. Italian consonants should never be aspirated. Repeat the following Italian syllable represented as shown. Remember that the consonant is not aspirated.
Ca. Ca. Ca.
This unaspirated sound type is very much like the second consonant heard in the English word scar. If you listen carefully, you can hear a difference in the pronunciation of the sound types represented by the letter C in the following two English words. Car, gar. In the word car, the sound type in question is aspirated, but in the word gar, it is not aspirated. Listen again.
Car, gar, car, gar.
The Italian consonant in question is, therefore, more like the consonant represented by the letter C in scar than like the initial consonant of car. It is, in other words, not aspirated. To pronounce it, try thinking of an initial before uttering the consonant. Now repeat again.
Ca. Ca. Ca.
Now say the Italian name that corresponds to the English Luke. It is spelled L-U-C-A.
Luca. Luca. Luca.
Frame 24. What have we been calling the following vowel sound?
U. U.
The answer is vowel 2. Frame 25. Is Italian vowel 2 stressed in the following name?
Luca. Luca.
The answer is yes. Frame 26. What letter is used in Italian to represent vowel 2? The answer is the letter U. Repeat the two names you have learned so far.
Amanda.
Luca.
Amanda.
Luca. Test B. Answers not recorded. Indicate by yes or no whether the utterances you hear are Italian or not. Each utterance will be heard twice. Number one.
U. U.
Number two.
U. U.
Number three.
O. O.
Number four.
U. U.
Number five.
A. A.
Number six.
Ka. Ka.
Number seven.
Lo. Lo.
Number eight.
Luca. Luca.
Number nine.
Luca. Luca.
Number ten.
Amanda.
Amanda. This is the end of the recorded portion for Unit 2.